might catch your attention out of the corner of your eye, but because it's moving by so quickly, you'll never feel annoyed by a friend if their lightweight activity shows up there. When you share a post, it goes into newsfeed. But when you add activity through the open graph, it goes into ticker, and it goes onto your timeline, but it's not going to show up in newsfeed unless there's a particularly interesting pattern that your friends are going to want to see. That's what this update to the open graph is going to do. Before today, there was really no socially acceptable way to express lightweight activity. And now there is. And we think that this is going to make it so that people can express an order of magnitude more things than they could before. That's what we're going to do today. That's what this next version of Open Graph is all about. We spent the last year making it so that you can connect to anything you want in any way you want. You just define an action and you publish it. That's it. Really easy. It's simple, but it's really, really powerful. And we think that this is going to make it possible to build a completely new class of social apps that weren't possible before. What kind of app? We believe that eventually almost all apps that you use are going to be social, but in the world there's a natural spectrum from behaviors that are really naturally social to ones that aren't. And the ones that are naturally social